The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who hath made heaven and earth.
Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God.
We confess.
And merciful Lord, grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins. Time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
For this evening's office, Psalm 22, verses 1 through 18.
From the words of my despair.
I will pour out a spirit of compassion and supplication on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that when they look on the one whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him, and one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him, as one weeps over a firstborn.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Preserve us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ.
death upon the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through the same thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
This evening is a setting of the Lamentations of Jeremiah by the 16th century English composer Thomas Tallis. Here beginneth the Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah. Aleph. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow has she become. She that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the cities, has become a vassal. Bet. She weeps bitterly in the night, tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, turn thee to the Lord thy God.
Thank you.
Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.